More Formula One. I think we got the ringmaster back. Statman, go right ahead.
So, ringmaster, it's what's this going on about Lewis Hamilton? He's got a bit of a sophomore slump. What does Fernando Alonso have to do with any of that?
Well, everyone is basically talking. Good evening, everyone. Everyone is basically saying right about now that McLaren really and truly misses Fernando Alonso because he was the one who could get into the engineers of McLaren and speak their language and talk to them in ways that they could move the car. So everyone is thinking at this point, because of Lewis's performance and that of Heikki Kovalainen, is that essentially without Fernando's technical abilities, the McLaren is struggling. And it has been indeed showing on the track this year.
And it's got nothing to do with the issues about Ferrari and taking Ferrari stuff out of the mix. This is the real deal that we're seeing the real McLaren now?
Well, I guess the lying and cheating may have caught up with them, but no, this really is the real McLaren, and you can see the real Ferrari at this point with Kimi Raikkonen and Felipe Massa driving off into the sunset. It doesn't look good for McLaren. We could have another repeat. Kimi Raikkonen could be just like the last Finn, Mika Hakkinen, back-to-back world champion.
All right, so Ringmaster, you're the only man I know that has both voicemails on your cell phone from both Bernie Ecclestone and Max Mosley. So is it going to be a waste of time to know Max Mosley anytime soon?
Well, I guess we'll find out here in about another 2.5-3 weeks. But actually, interestingly enough, the Formula One teams took a vote to see if they should take a vote. To take a vote on whether or not they should vote him out.
We're talking about Max Mosley, the president of the FIA, which is the governing body for all of freaking motorsports outside of the U.S. Max Mosley was caught on tape knocking off with a couple of prostitutes, allegedly dressed up as Nazis. And
Allegedly.
Well, it's on tape. Look, man, it's not alleged. It's on freaking tape. Jeez. Is the dude gone by the end of the year? Why isn't he gone now? And Statman brought up – let me get off for just a second. Statman brought up a beautiful point on this. Right. If it's one of the freaking drivers that was caught in that damn video, Max Mosley, the president of the FIA, just like a happy – if it was the president of the NFL, the MLB, the NBA – that some bitch would be gone before it even hit the wire. Why is this bastard still running the FIA, Ringmaster? Damn it!
Well, you know, I guess it's bureaucratic procedure. I hate to use that as an excuse, but remember, he is not paid for this position, so it's not like he's taking a paycheck. However, you know, he is using his power and influence. And let's not forget, you know, a lot of people don't know that the largest club in the FIA is, in fact, the American Automobile Association, and they have asked Mr. Mosley to step down. In fact, Max Mosley found himself with the World Rally Championship this weekend in Jordan, and he actually met with the head of the Israeli Automobile Association, and this guy didn't even know that he had been busted, and so then he had to put out information distancing himself from Mr. Mosley. So, you know what, Kenny, I talked to you about what happened with me in Monaco and when I met him this year, and I thought, you know what, I've eaten with that hand since I shook his. So I'm wondering at this point, you know, whether or not he's going to be able to keep his job. There's just really no way that someone in his position with his kind of power can hold, you know, I mean, basically, if you live in a glass house, you know, you can't throw stones. And he's been throwing a lot of boulders the McLaren Ron Dennis way, if you know what I mean.
All right. The Ringmaster with some Formula One insight. Ringmaster, thanks for coming in the Freak Nation.
You're quite welcome. And let's all pray for Ralph Schumacher.
Because he's sucking DTM.
I swear, Ralph Schumacher.
You need to tell him that email I sent you, Kenny.
All right. Ringmaster, some Formula One insight as we span the Freak Nation.